Hello, Mama. I hope your day is amazing so far. Mine has been great. I was just about to start recording a few minutes ago, and there was an earthquake. It wasn't anything serious, but it did shake the house. So you know, one that's exciting, not upsetting. But that's the news over here. I hope that your day is going well, and I am really, really excited to continue our series on how to suffer well. Suffering is something that is part of our lives. There's no escaping it. And when we try and escape it, then we end up derailing the healing and growth that God has for us. And we still end up suffering, but in a different way, in a worse way, in a longer way, in a non-productive way. And so learning how to suffer well in this life is one of the most important things that I think that we can do, amongst others. But there's just, you know, I think this is something we don't talk about enough as a church and as humans, maybe. And so it's something that God has been putting on my heart lately. And so I'm so excited to continue our series. We're going to talk today about surrender, which is a huge part of suffering, and I get excited, even though it's a really hard concept. It's really hard to walk into surrender. So we're going to try and go there today. So prepare your heart for some battle, because this stuff is not easy. But God's called you here for a reason, so just open your heart to what He wants to say to you today. And I'm excited, so let's do this. Welcome to the Morning Mama Podcast, where it is time to wake up to the life you were created for. Come join me on a journey to heal from your past, craft a healthy, joy-filled life, and discover the gifts and passions inside of you that the world needs. Hi, I'm Brittany, a former marriage and family therapist who is ready to help you grab hold of your courage, step out in faith, and discover that your life can become more than you ever dreamed possible. This is Morning Mama, a place for you to throw off all that has been holding you back and run into true freedom. All right, Mama, so excited to dive in today to continue our series on how to suffer well. And right now we're in a multi-part series about how to let go of control, which really kind of comes down to the essence of what we're really focusing on today, which is this concept of surrender. And before we dive in, I always, want to take a minute and invite you in to a space where you can really work on what it means to surrender and to heal and to invite God into all of the broken places inside of you. And that is the Healed Mama Academy. And this is a place that I've created. It is group coaching along with some curriculum. You work through at your own pace on your own time. And then we come together once a week as a group to talk about the ways that we're getting stuck in our life. And this concept of surrender. It was something that came up this week in talking about how do we surrender to God when there's these uncertainties we have, these fears we have, these really hard things in our life that feel really overwhelming, and not knowing the answer to them, not knowing how they're going to play out is really scary. And so what do we do with that? And I think that what we do with it is to surrender. And so we're going to be diving into that today. But if you know that you need some encouragement, you need some accountability, some other eyes in your world to help you get to that place of health where you really can walk in that surrender and heal those broken parts, then you should come and join me in the Healed Mama Academy. You get access to the group coaching calls and content for an entire year right now. And that's probably going to be changing soon. So I do want to share that with you. Lots of updates coming around the bend as we move very quickly into a new relaunch. More on that later, but there's a website coming and everything's going to be revamped, and I'm really, really, really excited about it all. But the length of the program is likely going to change. Again, more details on that soon. But if you have been kind of on the fence about this and you're like, I really want that year because of my schedule or whatnot, then come jump in now before things change. And yeah, I just would love to walk with you through your journey of healing and learning what it looks like to heal and surrender. So come get all the details at morningmama.co. That's morningmama.co. And I can't wait to see you over there. But surrender. Okay, where do we even go? How do we begin? This is a big conversation. So in the last episode, we talked about trust and learning to trust God, that His plans are greater than our plans, that His ways are higher than our ways, that no matter what comes, we have to land in a place where we know He's a good God that wants good things for us. And that's what that kind of concept of trust is. Now, I do think trust generally is more like a feeling, right? It's this experience of trusting, like this knowledge of trusting, this feeling when we trust someone that we can kind of relax and let go, right? And so I kind of see surrender as like the action that stems from trust. But the cool thing is, I don't think we have to have the feeling of trust in order to surrender. So sometimes that trust, that feeling is there and we have this peace and it feels great. And we're like, yes, God's good. No matter what comes, this is all good. Even if the worst case scenario comes, I trust that God is going to take care of me and He's going to work things for my good. And so we have that feeling of trust. But a lot of times we might know in our minds, okay, I'm supposed to trust God. The Bible says I should trust God. The Bible says He's good. The Bible says no matter what happens, He's on my side, right? But we don't feel it. So I think surrender is kind of this beautiful step that we can take out of that space of trust, whether we feel it or not. Surrender is more of this action, and it can kind of be a feeling as well, but it's really like when we don't feel that trust, or even when we do, it's getting to this place where we can open our hands, right? We're talking about letting go of control. We open our hands and we let it go. Whatever we're trying to control, the things we're trying to manipulate, the fears that we have, we let it go and we surrender it into God's hands. So we're going to talk more about what that looks like, but this is just, you know, some practicals for this. This is something that God is, again, as I've learned about suffering, God's been putting this on my heart and a greater understanding of it in my life. And I'm going to read some excerpts from a devotional that's been really helpful for me that really deals with a lot of these issues of suffering and letting go and surrendering. But first, kind of the practicals of how this has played out in my life, the beginning step of me even like learning about this concept, it started with when a friend told me this idea that like when she wakes up, the first thing that she does before she looks at her phone, before she gets out of bed, before anything, is she tells God, God, I surrender my day to You. God, I surrender everything to You. And this is like just this posture of her heart she begins every day with before her feet hit the ground is kind of how she told me. And that's like stuck with me, before my feet hit the ground. So before we even begin going about our days, before we begin the plans and the things and the school and all the things, we want to surrender it all to God. And that means surrendering our hearts, surrendering our feelings, surrendering our words, our emotions, our plans, our children, our marriages, everything that we want to hold tightly in our hands, we want to have this posture of just letting it go the first thing in the morning and saying, God, have Your way with it. And even if you're like still not sure about this concept of surrender and you're trying to figure it out and you're trying to figure out how to actively utilize this in your life, I encourage you to start with that. That's how I started. And I didn't really fully understand the full concept. And as I've been faithful to do that, and I haven't been perfect at it, but when I do it and over time, as I've learned, faced issues in my life and had to learn how to surrender, it has been so pivotal. I can really not talk today. It has been so pivotal in my life to get me on that trajectory of trying to start my day and therefore go through the day with these open hands to God's plans, right? And it goes hand in hand with trust. And so we want to get to this place so that we are not leading our days. We're not taking control of things that should be God's to control. Now, again, we've talked about this, you know, it doesn't mean we don't make plans. It doesn't mean that we don't take action, right? And be intentional with our days and be structured. And, you know, the time that God has given us, we want to utilize it well. So it doesn't mean we throw out all of that. It just means we make the plans, we set them, we show up with intentionality and with like a fervor to, you know, to use the day to God's glory, every bit of it. But then we do this with open hands and we say, God, but if you have a different way of doing this, God, I'm ready to submit to that. It means, God, if you want to change this plan, if you want me to interrupt my day to have a conversation with someone that really needs my encouragement right now, or really needs to be invited to church, or really needs some help, like whatever it is, that I'm gonna listen to your leading, God, and I'm gonna derail some plans in my day in order to do that. Now, this does get more complicated. You got to, you know, figure out healthy boundaries and is it the Holy Spirit leading you, or is it a distraction from what you're supposed to be doing? And so it doesn't mean that every call that comes in throughout your day is a Holy Spirit like God moment. You know, you got to have that wisdom and discernment and boundaries in order to determine that. But it means that we are like ready. We're like on the edge of our seats, ready. Okay, God, what do you have for me? What do you have on this day, right? What do you want to do through me? What do you want to speak to me? What divine encounters you have waiting for me? And so we approach our days that way. And so when we learn to do this every day, it helps us get more comfortable with this concept of surrender, because God's going to teach you in these little ways, right? It's going to be, you know, buying a cup of coffee for someone behind you because the Holy Spirit's leading you to do that. And, you know, that doesn't take a lot of sacrifice, right? It's, you know, a few bucks. But maybe that's a way that God's training you, and that person really is going to be impacted by that. And maybe it'll be an opening to invite them to church, which actually takes even a little bit more sacrifice because you have to be bold and put yourself out there. And so God is going to help you, just like when we're training, right, physically for a race, we're going to start slow. We're going to start where we're at with little increments and a little bit of running. And then we're going to add more to that run. And then we're going to add more to that run until we're almost to the length of the run. I think for your training for like a marathon, right? All you runners are judging me right now. I think you go like half the distance total. I don't think you ever get to like the full distance when you're training, but anyways, doesn't really matter. You work up towards that to prepare. And so God's going to do the same thing for you. He's not going to throw you in the deep end as soon as you say, I surrender, God. He's going to start you off slow and help you little by little grow that muscle, grow that familiarity, grow that strength so that you can walk through these hard things and be ready to be faithful in it, be ready to receive it. So that's kind of how we can grow in our strength for this concept of surrender. Now, when we're dealing with suffering, that's a whole other level, right? To surrender to suffering is a whole lot harder than buying a cup of coffee for someone because God leads you to do it. Now, that's great. Like, do that. Don't ignore God's voice there. But when we are surrendering to suffering, now this can look a couple ways. Let's back up for a second. When we surrender to suffering, this could be one, both the fear of suffering. I think that is one of the ways that a lot of us in this day and age get stuck, especially as moms. There's this fear of suffering. It's something we actually talk about in the academy a lot. There's a handful of people that struggle with like health anxiety. I think I've mentioned that on here before. And so that anxiety of what can be can really take us down. And that is a lot of times where that anxiety that we're struggling with is coming from, is this, what if this, what if that? And it's worst case scenario stuff, right? We were just talking about in the academy this week, Google, and how that perpetuates these fears. And when we Google, you know, I've been there as well as some of the people that were talking about it. And, you know, I have, some symptoms and I start Googling and it takes me to this whole realm of what could be, you know, usually it also, whatever we're experiencing could be some form of cancer, right? And so our brains go to the worst case scenario. And so all this information that we have now just perpetuates the fear. And so we have this fear of suffering. God, what if this is what's going on with me? Or what if this is going on with my children? What about this? What about this? And there's this constant nagging fear of suffering. And the goal here, and this is really hard, and that's why I'm slowing down, The goal here is to get to a place where we can surrender to whatever kind of suffering comes into our life, which sucks, right? Like, that's not what we want. Like, we don't want the cancer diagnosis. We don't want the worst case scenario. And most of the time, that's not what it's going to be, right? The anxiety tells us all these little things are much bigger things. And so we're believing it's these worst case scenarios far more than those are actually true. But in order to really get rid of the anxiety, what I have found in my life is getting to a place where I am okay with the worst case scenario. Now, it doesn't mean I would choose it. No, like, that's not what I'm going to speak over my life. That's not what I want. It's not what I'm believing for. It's really, you know, God has more for me than that. But remember, when we chose sin, we chose suffering, right? Sin brought suffering into the world. And now suffering is the mechanism that God uses in our life and allows in our life in order to grow us. Because if he did not allow the suffering, we would just be comfortable and stay where we're at and live lives without purpose and live lives without changing others and, like, really miss out on the goodness of God. Truly, like, I have seen in my life, the more and more that I surrender to God, it doesn't mean that trials don't come. Let me tell you, like, they still come and there's still hard stuff. And sometimes more hard stuff, because there's a bigger target on your back when you're pursuing God and fulfilling purposes. But what also comes is purpose in all of it. And I get to now see, like, the second I start suffering for something, I almost immediately now start thinking of, okay, like, God's going to use this for something. I'm so excited to see what God uses this for. Wow, I can't even imagine how I'm going to get to help someone else through this. And I get so excited for that. Now, it doesn't mean that the pain is gone. And it's important not to just, like, skip over the pain, to just jump to the hope. Like, that's not the process of healing. We've got to actually sit in the pain and feel the pain and process the pain. And that is a really important step. But in the midst of the pain, I have this beautiful hope of this redemptive process that God is continually working in my life and working in this world and working in your life if you let him. And so the more that I learn to surrender to God and follow God, I care less about the bad things and what might come, and I worry less about it, because I know I've seen God walk me through some of those worst case scenarios, and I've seen what he does through those, and I've seen how he actually makes my life better because of them. The pain hurts, the pain sucks, and there's a process there, right? But as he turns it around, it refines me and makes me healthier and stronger and look more like Jesus. It shapes my world, right? It helps my relationships grow stronger. It helps me become a better mother and a better wife, right? It helps me reach out to more people and be able to be a light in the darkness. It helps me to encourage others. It helps me to fight off the enemy. Like, there's so much power that suffering brings. And I know it sucks too, and I don't want to minimize that, because it does. Like, that pain is so real. And whatever you're walking through, like, if it's big or small, I'm so sorry. Like, it's not God's original design for your life. And the pain is so real. And maybe you've had some of those worst case scenarios come true. But I want to tell you that sitting there and worrying about it and imagining it is not helpful in any way. It doesn't actually prepare us. It doesn't, you know, sometimes I think we think if we think through every possibility, then we'll feel more in control and we'll be more in control. But that's not how it works. The more we think about it, the less in control we are, because our thoughts are spiraling and we're living in fear and we're not present because we're worrying about the past or worrying about the future. And we're just not present in anything. And so there is no joy and there is no goodness, right? We're missing out on everything. And so we've got to learn, and this is a process, but to get to this place of surrender where we can say, God, whatever may come, whatever you want to do, I receive it. I accept it. I'm going to stop worrying about it. I know that you have me in your hands. I know you are a good father that only has good things for his children. And so that's how we deal with that issue of the fear of suffering and how we can surrender in that. And I really encourage you to do that work with God, whether that's like journaling. I think journaling is such a powerful way to connect to God and really processing your really raw, bare, honest thoughts with God and your fears and laying those fears at the foot of the cross. Instead of you holding them on your shoulders and feeling like you have to control them and you have to carry them, take them to the cross and allow God and his redemptive plan to do that work and get to a place of peace that no matter what comes, you're going to be okay. And the second part of this, so that's the fear of suffering that we have to surrender. That's how we surrender in the fear of suffering. But then there's also when we're in the actual suffering, and that's kind of what I was referencing. Like maybe you have had one of those worst case scenarios happen and you are in excruciating pain. Maybe it is a diagnosis. Maybe it's a broken marriage. Maybe it's a betrayal. Maybe it's a death. Maybe it's a job loss. You know, whatever it is, you're sitting in that pain. And this could be for small things as well. But we're sitting in that pain. And it's so easy to fight against it. Or the couple ways we often respond. We often fight against it and try and avoid it. And try and pretend it's not there and numb it and just move it away. We're not going to feel it. We're not going to go there. We're just going to push it away, right? Or a lot of us can fall into that victim mindset where we feel so broken and depressed and helpless that there is no hope. There is no way of getting out of this. We're stuck here. And this, like, God isn't here. How could God love me if this is what's happening to me, right? And so we can easily fall into these two camps, which I get, you know, that's part of our pain cycle. That's what we talk about, you know, when I dive into restoration theory with you on the podcast or in the academy. And I get that we all have our pain cycles and we all have moments of this and it's okay to have those moments, but the goal is not to stay there. The goal is to get past that pain and get to a place of peace where we can surrender to that suffering. That when the pain, right, physical, emotional, whatever kind of pain is coming, we know that God is in that with us, that God is using that pain to shape us and to form us, that none of our tears or the hurt is wasted. But if we submit to him in this, he's going to use this for something far beyond anything we could ever imagine. And that in that process, he is good and he is faithful and he is with us. And so we get to this place of surrendering to that pain. And that's not easy. But you know, the cool thing is that this is Jesus kind of paved the way for us on this. And what I've been reflecting on recently is just like such a wild idea that Jesus, and I know we talk about this, so it might not hit you, but it's been hitting me. So try and sit with it, like try and like let it really sink in deep, right? So we think about suffering and we are trying to push away from it. We're trying to run away from it. We're trying to prevent every possible bit of suffering we can in our lives, right? Like that's most of us all the time. That's where the worry comes from. That's where the control comes from. We're trying to prevent the suffering. But Jesus willingly suffered. And I know you might be like, well, but he did that so he would save us. Like it was a much greater purpose and blah, blah, blah. Okay, I get that. But it was still a choice he made. He was fully God and fully human. And so he felt every bit of what we feel when the suffering comes. None of it was like taken from him. He felt every ounce of that. And he still willingly chose that. And we are promised that our suffering is going to be used for good, just like Jesus's suffering was used for good. And yet we hear that, but don't really receive it often because it's hard to understand it. And so Jesus, in the midst of this, the worst possible suffering, he willingly suffered. He was willingly betrayed. That gets me. It's like he knew he had a friend the whole time because he was omniscient. So he had all knowledge. He knew he had a friend this whole time that was going to betray him. And yet he allowed this person to stay there. Now, this doesn't mean that we have to allow people in our lives that are harmful to us, but meaning he knew what needed to happen in order for full victory to be had. And he allowed this person to be in his life. He allowed this person to betray him. And even in the garden, as Judas is betraying Jesus, and I think it was Peter, got his sword out, and like, you know, the guards are coming to take Jesus, and Peter tries to slice off the ear of one of the guards. And Jesus is like, hey, like, you don't need to do this. Like, don't you think that I could send down, I can't remember what number, but like 10,000 angels in a second if I wanted to? He's like, put your sword away. Like, Jesus was willingly betrayed, willingly stepped into this. So, like, we're most likely not going to be in a situation like that, but he paves this way to show us what it looks like to surrender to suffering, the suffering that God allows in our life. We'd be careful of our wording here, because God doesn't cause it most of the time. God allows it. God is only good. He cannot cause. He cannot do evil. He cannot cause evil. And so God allows this in our life because he knows it can help us grow and be changed. And I know sometimes that can be really hard depending on what you've walked through. And that's a lot to wrestle through. And that is something that you absolutely should wrestle through and probably do it in the company of someone else, because it's hard stuff. Jesus willingly betrayed, willingly suffered, willingly humiliated, right? How much do we run from humiliation? He willingly did all of this. Like, it just blows my mind. So can we follow in his footsteps? Can we just even a little bit surrender to that suffering? And, you know, we referenced this before, but the beautiful thing is your feelings don't have to be in line in order to surrender. Do not let your feelings lead. So if you're feeling like, absolutely not, like, I cannot surrender to this and I do not feel this, you can still make the choice to let go of something, to open your hands, to speak the words and let God in, even if your feelings aren't there. Act on it, right? Whatever you would normally try and control, whether it's a person or a situation, like, stop, don't control that. Just leave it, pray over it, and let it go. We want to get to a place where we can fully submit and say, God, you know better than me. You know better about what my life needs to look like in order to be at full capacity, full health. Like, God, I want what you have for me. All right. And I'm going to read you just at least one excerpt, maybe more. We'll see how it goes. I read an excerpt from this a few episodes ago. It's from the book Intimacy with Christ by Jean Guyon. I can't always say her name, but I need to learn more about her, but she was this amazing woman of faith centuries ago and was persecuted for her faith and just is so incredible. And her, this book, Intimacy with Christ, is letters that she had written to people. And it's translated into modern English, so it's really easy to digest. And it's these really just short letters, but they pack such a punch. And so I've kind of utilized it as part of most days in my quiet time with God. And I'll just read this kind of as a devotional. I'll read one of the letters. And there's so many that I have, like, underlined and then taken pictures of and saved in my phone, because she talks so much about suffering and surrender. And so I have to bring in her words to just color more of what we're talking about. And so this one's found on page 65. It's called The Ways of God. And there's so many that relate to this topic, but here's one of them. It says, the way that God deals with individuals is almost as unique and mysterious as God himself. Aside from certain things that are common to everyone, you will have specific training that God tailors just for you. What God uses to transform your life may not work with another, right? So it's talking about, like, that concept of consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of various kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, and let perseverance, I always forget it here. Perseverance have its full work so that you may be perfect and complete and lacking in nothing. And so, you know, that's James 1:2. And it's that concept of there's joy because those trials that are coming are shaping you and forming you. And that's why we can find joy in them, is because God's using them. And she goes on to say, you will not be led into great trials that make you strong, but into situations that will reduce you to the helpless state of a child. Become like a child and be always willing to yield to your father's plan. And that's like that last paragraph, which is what I underline, and there's so much more good here that I'm going to read. But like, I love that idea of like, you know, I think so often we're trying to be strong and get stronger, and God does give us strength. Like the Bible does talk about that, but that also, that kind of strength comes from a yielding of our, the strength of our flesh, a yielding of our control, a yielding of our will and our plans, right? And so to become like a child and be willing to yield to God's plan, whatever that might look like there's so much good that happens in our spirit in that journey. And she goes on to say, forget that you are someone to whom many look as a tower of strength. Run to God as a child who seeks his father's protection and care. Pride, a sense of self-importance and self-reliance, must give way to childlikeness and simplicity. Jesus says, except you be converted and become as little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. When will you learn that it is a sense of your own smallness and not any alleged greatness that God wants you to see in yourself? Be assured that God sees and loves you. Please yield to those things that God is using to restore you to him. So whatever you're facing today, mama, the big things, the small things, the suffering that's inherent in motherhood, the tragedies that enter our life, know that God is there in it with you, and he promises to comfort you in it, and he's using it on your behalf to refine you in ways you could never imagined and to help restore you even more fully to him. I know this stuff is hard, but I hope that encourages you to begin to open your hands and to let God's way be your way. And that whatever he says, you say, yes, God, I know you have good things in store for me. So let me just pray for you. God, I just thank you that you're a good God, Lord, a good father that we can trust. We can trust that we can surrender to you, God, that we're not surrendering to something we don't know. We're not surrendering to risk. We're not surrendering to even the unknown in a way, because we know who you are. And that's everything we need to know in order to surrender. So God, I just pray for every mama that's listening that is wrestling through this concept of surrender and struggling with fear and struggling with wanting to be in control and to have the knowns, have the certainties. God, and maybe she's also in a season of suffering. And God, I just pray for each one of them, God, that you would just breathe your fresh life over them. Your peace, God, that surpasses understanding. I pray that she would come to know and stand firmly on the fact that you are good no matter what comes, and she can trust you and she can surrender to you in all things. God, I pray the fear would flee, God, as she just puts her life in your hands, God. I pray you would give her the power to let go of control, that the anxiety would dissipate, God, and that you would just be so present in her circumstances, God. I pray you would refine her as she is suffering, God, and you would use it for more glory than she can even imagine, God. And I pray you would put that hope in her heart, God, that does not shift and does not change no matter what comes, Lord. God, I pray you would help her walk in the assurance of her faith, God, that you are good. Lord, we just give you all the glory. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love you, Mama. If you found hope and inspiration in today's episode, then hit subscribe. Make sure you don't miss a moment on this journey of healing. Want to help more mamas enter into the hope and freedom you have found? Please take a moment to leave a review. This helps so much to get Morning Mama seen so that more mamas can find this space. Lastly, please come say hi in our Facebook group, Morning Mama Collective. I would love to meet you and learn your story. Let me know where you're getting stuck in your healing journey so that you can help inspire more episodes.
I am so grateful for you, Mama, and I cannot wait to see all that God has in store for you.